Oh yeah, a lot of kids there. I mean, it's interesting because my kids, so I have a 7 and a 9-year-old and they just started school yesterday. So we're here in Arizona. We just moved from California last year. So we're on an earlier school schedule now. And definitely they were enjoying the relaxing. And then just about a week ago, my son is like, "You know what? I'm really ready to go back to school." Which is fantastic for me as the parent. And my daughter, on the other hand, is like, please never send me to school again. Is there any way you can homeschool me? I would like to not go back. So I have both sides of the spectrum here.
That's actually hilarious because every kid is different. We know this, whether girls,
Yes.
boys, ages, they're all different. They're all beautiful. And so it's funny that you say one of them is ready and one of them is not. So you as a parenting expert and as a parent yourself, how are you handling them each differently?
Yeah, it's so that's a great question, and we could do a 2-hour show on it, but to be concise, you know, I think the most important thing for both of my children is that we have our routines in place, because even though my son is excited to go back to school, we still know that there's the stress of the morning. You were talking about your teenager, right? Like he's enjoying relaxing. So, on the one hand, the component of how do I, as a parent, and how do parents support their children so that they can have a better transition, they can get to school, less anxiety, less stress, and just really getting that morning routine to be better. And then, if you on top of it have a daughter like I have that's real nervous about going back to school, you know, her anxiety levels are up, then we're also doing a lot of work around, you know, whether that be role playing together through dolls and toys, reading books, using anxiety reducing tools. We're kind of focused on that as well.
Understood. When it comes to actually going back and getting prepared, at what point should you begin exercising some of these techniques that you're talking about? Is it 2 weeks out? Is that too far? Or is about a week right? I guess it depends a little bit on your child. When do you really want to start implementing some of these techniques?
Yeah, it always depends on your child and kind of what their excitement level is. So, if you have a child that is really ambitious, they're looking forward to school, you have time 2 weeks out, absolutely kind of get started. I mean, the process is going to be the same, and I'm going to explain that. But if you have a child that's more hesitant, they're a little more nervous about going back to school, then don't start the process too early because that can rev up their anticipatory anxiety. But what the process will look like for kids is really sitting down together as a family and saying, okay, you know, the school year is coming up. I know we've done this before, but let's get out a piece of paper. Let's get out a poster board. If it's a teen, maybe they want to type it out on their computer. Let's get something out. Let's sit together and let's brainstorm, what do we actually do in the morning to get ready for school? And that's kind of the first step in our conversation of the morning routine.
Well, you talked about a few of those supplies that you might use. Are those designed to be fun, to remind your student, your child, that there is part of learning that's fun? So you talked about some markers and stuff. Should you try to make it enjoyable?
Yes. Yeah. You want to make it enjoyable and you want to make it where they feel like they are really participating in it. So, you know, we know how it feels to have a boss or a coworker ask us questions versus telling us what to do. Oftentimes, when we're told what to do, we can kind of recoil from that a bit. Like, I don't necessarily want to be told all the time, and kids are being told so often. So it's not that we don't give them direction, but we can really say, hey, what is it? How do you get ready? I'm really curious. What do you do to get ready for school? What needs to be done? And let them share with you. And most kids, they're going to start out with the basics, right? Like, oh, yeah, I need to brush my teeth. I eat breakfast. I get dressed. And then that's where the parent might come in and say, well, what about your shoes? For example, where do you think we should keep those so that those are easy to find? Are we going to lay them out next to the bed with your clothes the night before? What about, you know, your lunch. Are you going to pack that ahead of time the night before? Or do you want to wait till the morning? If we're going to do it in the morning, what time do we need to get up? So it's really kind of this collaboration of how is it going to work for us as a family to get out the door? And let's all be on the same page before we're just scrambling and it's 7 a.m. and, you know, Tommy can't find his shoe anywhere and we're searching the house and now we're late.
That's such good advice there. We're talking with Laura Lynn Knight, parenting expert. LauraLynnKnight.com is how you can learn and read more. And that's LauraLynnKnight, LauraLynnKnight.com. I'm Brett Rekamp on Beyond the Headlines. Is this a good time to talk about time budgeting and being on time? We're all a slave to the clock at some point, and a lot of these habits can be really important for kids and young people as they grow older. I know my son, I'm happy to say that he loves to be early and he just has that in him. And some of it might be learned and some of it just is inherent. But how do you handle the clock when it comes to your kids?
Yeah, so it is. It's so different for each child. And my son's like that too. Wants to be early, very prompt. He's 7 a.m. We need to leave. Let's go. Come on, everyone. And so I am too grateful for that. And, you know, honestly, we've been practicing these habits since my children were very little. It's like, I remember the very first morning routine poster we had. It was pictures of my daughter doing, you know, it was her actually brushing her teeth and I would take a picture and her putting on her shoes and I would take a picture and I'd put it all on the board and we'd hang it up in the house. And then we'd go back and say, okay, what do we need to do to get ready in the morning? And so as these habits build, we're teaching them time management, we're teaching them responsibility, we're teaching them really lifelong skills that we want children to be able to do when they're grownups and they're out in their work world and they're budgeting their time. And so every family is going to be different. And a question I get a lot is like, how much time do we need in the morning? And for us, I know that we need about 45 minutes to successfully get out the door. And if we don't have 45 minutes, we're probably going to be late. So that's our wake up time. But you might have a child that gets dressed really fast and they brush their teeth really fast. They don't need a lot of reminders. Maybe they don't need as much time, or someone that needs longer. And that's where your original question came in, is how soon do we start practicing? You know, depending on your child, you decide when you start practicing, but do give time to practice because you want to work out those kinks now and just gauge. Maybe last year your child was a little faster in getting ready, and this year they need a little more time. Maybe they're, you know, spending longer doing their hair. We don't know.
Yeah, I totally get that. It's like, hello. How important is a good start and get off on a good foot and plenty of time? Everything's under control. For the student, how important is it for them, do you think?
Having been an elementary school teacher myself, I taught first grade and kindergarten for many years. I think it's so important, you know, to have a child that comes into the classroom, they had a good morning, they're feeling regulated, they are feeling emotionally safe and secure, they entered into the classroom, it's a much easier transition for them. And I say that too with a grain of salt, because if you're like me and you have the daughter that I have that gets really nervous about school, we do our morning routine, we have all of our tools, and she's still really nervous when she walks into the classroom. But at least I'm giving her the best support that I can. And the feedback that I get from her teachers and what I saw as a teacher is those children, even though they're really nervous at the beginning, they're able to rebound more quickly. And so as much as we can spend those moments before school, not only doing a morning routine of physically getting out the door, but then even in the car ride, you know, talking about gratitude, appreciations, things you're looking forward to, just making it special, because I think sometimes as parents, we get lost in all the to-dos, and it's really nice to come back to just connecting in a really positive level with our children.
Yeah, those are great points for sure. And boy, it goes fast, doesn't it? If you're a parent and being a teacher yourself, I'm sure that those weeks and months and years can really fly by. And we're talking with Laura Lynn Knight, parenting educator, author, and former elementary school teacher. If I could read just a little bit, you've been talking about your daughter and your son and how they are really different personalities and provide different challenges, especially, you know, in the morning as you get ready. And you say, The transition from lazy summer days to stressful back-to-back school mornings can be pretty bumpy, might even dissolve into yelling, fights, and tears, and no way for anyone in your family to start their day up for success. Do you have any unfortunate challenges, I guess, or stories? How things really can get out of control in a hurry when stress is added in the morning getting ready for school?
Yeah, I mean, I laugh because I think all parents feel that, right? How we have such good intentions. And then here we are getting out the door, and sometimes it's not the first few days of school, but it's, you know, a week or two in, and everyone's getting a little more lazy, and maybe you're not putting the clothes out and you didn't find the shoes, and now you're 5 minutes late and you're 10 minutes late. And it's just, there come the yells, whether it's from the kid who can't find their stuff or the parent who's like, we've got to go and you need to get in the car now. And then the stress is just escalating. And so I have a book that's coming out. It's called Break Free from Reactive Parenting. And that will come out here in November. But, you know, the premise of the book talks about self-regulation for us as parents and how that, I believe, is the number one parenting tool that we have. Because if I am not regulated myself in the morning, it doesn't matter what a routine says or a chart says, or if the clothes are out, I'm really setting the tone in my home. And I have many examples where I haven't done that. But thanks to also, you know, the tools that I share with parents and I share in my books and my work, I have more and more examples of when I'm able to pause, re-regulate myself, and then we get out the door in a more loving, compassionate way.
Yeah, and that's our goal. And life happens. Here in 2022, things are so much different with a digital world. Every kid has a phone, and even some kids, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 even, it depends. The age when a child has their own smartphone is getting younger and younger. And my teenager has a phone. We made him wait just a little while, but still, devices, how in the world do you handle that? Whether it be an iPad or the TV or a phone?
Yeah, they do. Every kid, they're really getting devices younger and younger. And so that is a whole nother wonderful conversation to have with your child. And I really encourage family gatherings where you sit down as a family and, you know, you establish your rules, you establish routines. We know that we don't want homes to be too rigid, but we know that a certain amount of routine is really helpful for children and them having boundaries that they understand. So we don't have, you know, Nintendo or Xbox or phones in the morning. Those go away at night. I mean, my children are a little bit young, so they don't have cell phones per se, but they have access to, you know, different devices, but those go away at a certain time each night and they're away again in the morning. Now, it is okay in our family, it's okay with my husband and I, and what we've decided is that if everyone is completely ready, which means they're dressed, their teeth are brushed, their shoes are on, you know, all those little things, their bags are packed, and we have time during breakfast to put on a morning cartoon or a little morning show, then that's fine with us. And sometimes that's even a really sweet little kind of reward at the end of getting ready. Everyone sits down, they can watch a little bit of something, and then we go to school. So I'm not opposed to screens, but I always tell parents, let's be clear about our intentions with screens and have clear guidelines so that we're not in a power struggle around them.
Yep. A lot of this is done ahead of time, whether it be the night before, or steady relationships with your kids so that these are clear, not the morning of, but the morning of, yes. Let's say something goes wrong. You're yelling. You're not in a good mood. We're human as parents. What can we do instead of yelling?
So for me, you know, I actually have my list of things that I like to do instead of yelling. And it's important for me to write the list. Now, your audience might be thinking, okay, so many lists, so many posters, so much planning ahead of time. But I promise, you know, these are not things that you have to do over and over again. Kind of once you do it, then you're going to have this in your back pocket. You're going to have these tools and you're going to go back to them. So it's a little bit of work, but the benefits last a lifetime. So I sit down, have made my list, you know, years ago at this point, where I say, what am I going to do instead of yell? I'm going to go over to the sink and I'm going to run water on my hands, cold water on my hands. And I'm really just going to notice the way the water feels. And that's going to help my brain go from the lower part of the brain that's very reactive, our amygdala lives there, our fight, flight, freeze response. And I want to get back into my prefrontal cortex, which is my rational thinking mind. So as I'm running cold water, I know that just the feeling, the awareness, it's going to bring me back into my prefrontal cortex. I might use my sense of smell to do something similar, you know, just walk over and smell a fragrance, smell an orange. I will start making a mental gratitude list of the things that I like about my children. And I laugh because, you know, I think we can get so caught on that moment of, these are all the things that are going wrong. But if I just start thinking, oh, what are five things that I love about this child that's really driving me nuts? It just helps me get back into that state of, okay, I can do this. I love my child. I can move through this. You know, I'm not going to yell. So I have the things that work for me. You can download actually your own list and poster. I've made a template for parents on my website. But those are things that I use and I help other families use so that we don't get to that point of yelling.
That's so cool. And Laura Lynn Knight is where you go to get these items. That's lauralynnknight.com. As we get towards the end of this conversation and speed towards school, we start a little bit later here in our area, depending on whether it's Portland or Beaverton or what have you around the Portland metro area. But it's coming. So let's just sort of recap as we get ready for our kids to go back to school. Every kid's different. As they get older, I would imagine the preschool routine might change a little bit depending on how they get to school, etc. Overall, you want most parents to think about what?
Overall, I tell parents, you know, let's look at our morning routine, establish your morning routine with your child so that everyone's on the same page, come up with a plan, practice a little bit ahead of time if you can. And when you get to that moment, when things are not going well, have your own plan in place so that you don't have to go into reaction, but you can continue to work cohesively as a family. Just, you know, hang on to whatever mantra it is. For me, sometimes my mantra just that comes is the days feel really long sometimes, but the years are short. And so this is a moment. This moment will pass. I can go back to my plan. And I know that my mornings will continue to be successful as I keep teaching my children these really valuable long-term goals.